Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, so we were talking about the fact that Otzel becomes very wise all of a sudden, and he can justify everything. Anytime a person's about to take a leniency on and do something which is based on a leniency, it's tzarech bedikah. You got to double and triple check it, that the motivation for the kula is not laziness. Ki afal pi shekula it could be that the kula is correct. It's also possible that it's not a good etzah. It's also possible that it is fake. And also possible that the yetzer hara is convincing you of it, or the laziness is convincing you of it. Right? Vidrishois rabois. You have to do chakirois and drishois. I wonder what both things are. So I think Drisha and Chakira is two different types of checking things. One type of checking is you ask for all the details and then you compare it against other things. I'm thinking maybe there's Drisha and Chakira in this type of behavior as well. So you're trying to be lenient. So let's take, for example, I keep on going back to the same thing about like a certain amount of laziness. Let's say a person will say, you know what, I have to stop coming to night Seder because it's important for me to stay home to be available for my wife. Okay, so before you do that, you have to do drisha v'chakira. Make sure that that's correct. So what's drisha and what's chakira? So one of them is you analyze the thing itself. And does that make sense? I mean, who says staying home for your wife is imp more important than going to thing? Is it really going to help me staying home for my wife? Like, maybe it's really not going to help. It's just going to make her worse, actually. Just get out and don't have to China, because the more you're home, the more you like stick your nose into things you're not supposed to stick your nose into, and et cetera, et cetera. But there's another thing is that you have to compare it and contrast it, like by Eidim. One is you ask them all the questions, and then you have to be quicker if they say. Another thing is, hold on. You don't care that much about spending time with your wife other times. You don't care that much spending that much time with your wife when you're tired, you just go to sleep. She's like, hey, can we talk a little? No, I'm too tired. So other times you don't really care that much about her. So all of a sudden now you're using that as an excuse. So therefore, is your excuse real? Is it consistent? Is it really authentic? Maybe I'll prove to you that it's not true, because other times you couldn't really care less or whatever. It doesn't really affect you. It'll affect your behavior. So now all of a sudden you're gonna come up with this. So maybe that's what he means. You have to really check through every time you're gonna make such a decision. But then, if you come to it and it holds water, no problem. Imacha kolela, then it's okay. You could do that. In order to do this, Rabbi Sotwanta says that a person needs to remove his own negias. His own negias are his own, what's the word for negias? His own bias. To remove your own bias. So Rabbi Sos Hunter makes a few suggestions. One suggestion is you should make the decision before you're in the heat of the moment. Because you're in the heat of the moment, you know, it could be the emotional side is making that decision for you. So decide it in the va in a vacuum. Like you want to decide with a clear mind when you're not being faced with the entire decision in front of you. Because then the emotional side takes over and you can't think straight. I would say, that one of two ways also that could help with this is have somebody else help you make the decision. Because oftentimes when you speak out what you're thinking to someone else, I've had this many times with my Rebbe, I have to like prepare the question. If I go to a Meir Stern, you can't fumble around and like get to your point. Like you have to have a very targeted question. You're like, hey, I'm dealing with a situation. Yeah, what do you want? What not, you don't say that, but like, what's your question? So you have to peel away a lot of the stuff and just get to the question. So I've found many times that once I'm finished with all that peeling away and I have the question, I already know the answer. Three quarters of the time, by the time I get to the question, I already have what the answer is. The reason I don't know the answer before I start this process is because I'm confused with all the baggage that comes along with it. But really, it doesn't mean, well, this person's going to think that, and this person's going to say this, and, really, 4 years ago, and you're like, well, it's ridiculous. I can't say that. So a lot of times, I would say, either prepare the question. Get down to the question, and when you really, really get down to the question, you may realize there's no question at all. Right? Then there's another etzah is have someone to ask, even if there's a question. So if you ask someone else, if you ask a third party, very often, then you can get a well-balanced answer. And the other thing is pretend that someone was asking you this question, what would you say? Because it's a, when it's a negiah to someone else, you don't have their bias either. So imagine that you were someone else and they would be like, hey, should I, cancel my chavrusa because, and you're like, I don't know, it doesn't like make sense to me. But for yourself, oftentimes you can't see past your own question. Can't see past your matzav. So basically, it all boils down to this drisha and hakir that Masil Sharma is saying that when you have to stay laser focused, and when all these other cloudy stuff things start clouding your decision making, you can't really think straight. So don't take on a leniency when you're in that state. Okay? Clear? Klolishal dog. What's the general rule? A person needs tremendous chizuk to strengthen himself. Laziness is a serious thing, and you have to be very strong in order to come over it. That means that even malachim, one of the things that we complement the malach with is that a malach is giborei koyach oisei devarai mishmoya b'kol devarai. That a malach is a zaris. A malach has rizus. It's a very interesting character trait to complement a malach with. He has rizos. What type of compliment is that? The answer is that we see from there, it's not complimenting the malachim. It's showing us what a true value that midah has, that even Hashem points out that the malachim have this midah. So the point is, the point is that why does a malach have this midah?
Because they don't have anything, they have one mission. They're
Exactly.
like totally focused. That's all they do.
Exactly. It's not because a malach moves quickly, like we're saying. It's because a malach is not that his entire being is for that mission. So he's the Spitz Zaris. So that is the mamash, the epitome of Zrizus.
But it's the opposite of a Kal Vachomer.
Why?
If a Malach could have such focus, Kalvahomer, so should you, but it's not. It's the
No,
opposite.
there's not Kavahomer, but it is. It's a point of saying, well, you see that that's a value that Hashem values so much that he points out that even Malachim have this. So it means, well, that's, you take such a elevated being and you say, hey, they have Zrizus. Well, that's not what I would have pointed out about a Malach. I'll say they're so spiritual, whatever, right? No, they have Zrizus. That's what we're bringing out. Okay. Baruch Hashem, good.
So when do we see each other again?
Sunday night, we can listen.
Sunday night, we're good.
Yeah.
The
Then the
quorum
right
is Monday
night.
night?
Yeah. So
Monday
Monday,
night,
Tuesday is not there.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Monday night and Tuesday is not there. And Wednesday back on. Be'ezer Hashem. Shkoyach. We can learn Sunday, yeah.